This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry hearing against President Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwasi-Kwarteng Fumé blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union's top migration official, Eva Johansson, said the bloc was set to agree on how to handle irregular migration soon after ministers' talks yielded no final deal on Thursday, with Berlin and Rome worried over rising arrivals ahead of key elections. The ministers were searching for agreement on a long-stalled system for the sharing out across the EU of asylum seekers who reach Europe outside of official border crossings.
I'm sure that in a few days we will also have the formal decision on the general approach on the crisis proposal, and that is very much welcome.
She put irregular arrivals this year at 250,000 people, mostly those who fled wars and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, and reached the EU across the Mediterranean. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website,